As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, September the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, and workable solutions as we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark our website, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion there. Or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in the area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompo, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and all of our archives are carefully indexed for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com show archives page. Precious metals remain strong near record highs this morning. Support for green energy products and their markets remain weak. Banksters are scrutinized. All that will be in our news today. Sustainable cities, green pork, flaccid solutions, paralegal education. Well, we'll go where we're going to go throughout the rest of the broadcast. Let's get into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We see a very similar repeat to the market manipulation that we saw yesterday, where we find this morning gold down $2.80, where prior to the 9 o'clock bell, it was just above that. But it's down $2.80, trading at $1,252.80. And the silver market this morning, too, logged on about 6 o'clock this morning and found silver standing at $20. This morning it's up 4 so far at $19.94. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium are all shown flat, no activity on the Kitco website. I doubt that sincerely. But they show for platinum at $1,533, palladium at $522, and we generally don't report on the rhodium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,249.80 for a low, $1,260 for a high. So it's a pretty nice spread developed in there, $10 for sure, a little bit on the high side of $10. But at $1,252.80, your gold is up year to year, $259.90 for a 26.19% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at $1,253.50 and is trading just below that now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report. Again, I just checked up on the Wekitco.com website, and we see the gold is recovering. Now it's showing it as off 60 cents at 1254, so we're just basically repeating what we had yesterday. We had a real heavy slap right at the opening bell, dropped it down to get its daily low, and then it began to recover immediately, and that's doing it right now. It's moving back into the 1256 range. Things should probably stabilize here once the market manipulators get out of there. It certainly can't be profit-taking, in my opinion, such a pittance to go for. There wouldn't be a massive sell-off, so somebody's in there monkeying around. That's my opinion. Again, we find gold trading this morning earlier, however, off $2.80 at 1252.80 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago. Silver was up 4 cents at $19.94. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium were all showing unchanged. I doubt that. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 1249.80 and 1260 for a high. So anyway, continuing along, the SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight at 1294.44 metric tons, 1,294.44 metric tons. That's a big hand and a deep pocket on the marketplace. The spider on the corner of the web, the GLD. Keep your eyes peeled on that one. But on the street this morning, it's valued at $52.2 billion. They've got all of the firepower they need to manipulate the electronic market, no doubt about it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 46 yesterday, closing at 10,387. The NASDAQ was up 20, closing out at 22, 29. and the S&P 500 was up 7 at 1,099. The crude oil this morning up 52 cents a barrel at $75.19 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Lots of discussion, lots of chatter about how crude oil is getting to be in a better position, and there's some shortages and so on. Well, it changes every single day. If I were to report on it, we'd all just go into a cognitive dissonance here anyway. Continuing, U.S. dollar index this morning off 0.06% or 6 basis points, as they like to say, on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. It stands at 82.52, impacting the foreign exchange rates globally. The Canadian loonie this morning up 37 basis points on responding to that move. Yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents. It's been recovering some of what it lost earlier in the week. The Mexican peso up 61 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. It seems like just as heavily pegged as the renminbi. The euro this morning up 22 basis points. The euro getting stronger and stronger as the days go by. $1.27 this morning. The British pound losing 48 basis points, yet stands at $1.54 U.S. in the exchange market. The Swiss franc still strong, but losing a little bit of that strength, down 11 basis points this morning at 99 cents U.S. So it's very near parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year continues to creep back up again. It has been as low as 46. It's now 52.52%. The 10-year yield stands at 2.70, and the 30-year is 3.77 this morning. The mortgage markets in the fixed mortgages, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 3.96, just a bit, to 3.90 this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.56 a month ago to 4.49. Of course, the prime rate stands at 3%. Let's jump back up here. The calendar for this morning, the Econoday calendar, shows, as I mentioned yesterday, we've got a report, and I'll share it with you in a moment, on international trade, then jobless claims, then we're going to go through the natural gas, petroleum status, 3-month bill, 6-month bill, 30-year bonds, Fed balance sheet, and money supply. So it's still a pretty big day ahead of us in the economy sector, the economic news. Yeah, let's go into the international trade. We're always going to keep an eye on what's going on in the international trade. It talks about our gross domestic product, our trade imbalances with the rest of the world, what we send out, what we export, what we import, what we bring in, okay? So we keep an eye on that, and they do. And so Econoday reports this morning that we're showing a negative of $42.8 billion in imports over our exports. But here's the highlights. The trade gap shrank sharply in July on both a rebound in exports and a dip in imports. So we exported more than we imported, and that's just pretty much standard fare. The overall U.S. trade deficit narrowed to $42.8 billion from $49.8 billion in June. The latest shortfall was much smaller, the consensus factor for a $46.8 billion deficit. That sentence was very poorly drafted. Exports rebounded 1.8% following a 1.3% decline in June. Overall imports declined 2.1%. after increasing 3.1% the prior month. Non-oil imports fell 3% following a 4.6% jump in June. And so you can understand why the economists have to make charts and graphs, you know, to make any sense out of all of this stuff, because it's constantly in flux. It's never stable. It's always changing. Every single day something, you know, is bought and something is sold. And so you chart it, and when you look at the charts, then you can start to see what's actually happened. We'll talk about that in a moment. By end-use categories, the boost in goods exports was led by a $2.3 billion jump in capital goods, excluding autos. Now, capital goods, if you remember from our study of Edward, what is the name of that guy? Well, it doesn't matter. Our study of business law, the capital goods there, basically what we're talking about are things that, like machinery and whatnot, that would add to the capital of the holding. We're not necessarily talking about sending out airplanes and tanks and things like that. So it's like computers, computer desks, milling machines, lathes, that sort of stuff. A large part of this, $1.4 billion, was in civilian aircraft. So Boeing is doing very well. I would imagine that McDonnell Douglas and others are doing pretty good, too. This still left a moderate $0.9 billion outside of the aircraft. Also gaining were industrial supplies, so I guess Handy Wipes and Mr. Clean were doing pretty good. Automotive exports were down about $0.4 billion. So we're not doing too good about sending out automobiles, and they were certainly importing them. The feeds and beverages and consumer goods. And you like that, feeds and beverages? You know, like chicken feed, cow feed? Yeah, feeds and beverages and consumer goods, ex-autos component, were essentially unchanged, though down negligibly. So there's not a lot going on there. Drop down a little bit more. Today's report is good news for adding a little lift to the third quarter gross domestic product growth, and manufacturers certainly will be happy about the resumption of export growth. But it appears that businesses may be tapping down their expectations for consumer spending with imports of consumer goods down, right? But that dip did follow a strong gain in consumer goods imports in June. So you can find all of these reports and look at them for yourself, as I do, on the EconoDay website, EconoDay.com. And it's rather interesting to do that because you'll start to get the vernacular of the global marketplace into your mind, so that when you hear a report like that, it doesn't just fly in one ear and right out the other. What's really revealing here is the charts. We'll talk about the charts in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
More significant in regard to this international trade balance, however, is the fact that we've been, you know, basically for a very long time, decades, running deficits. We've been posting these deficits continuously, and if you look at the chart that's up on the Econo Day and look at that deficit chart, you'll get a better understanding of, you know, the real trouble that we're dealing with. We're not likely to see any kind of a recovery until we can start pushing this international trade balance back up the other way. As long as you're running deficits, import to export, your country is not very stable. So anyway, let's go into the jobless claims. This is going to verify that again. This morning, they claimed that they had 451 actual new claims, and they're running a 477.75 thousand four-week moving average. Again, you're looking at charts and see how this works out. But the consensus range that they had was 465 to 480, so this number at 451 is going to reflect, you know, everybody's going to get upside, you know, jump up and down and have happy feet. Well, maybe and maybe not. Here's a little bit more. In a sign of improvement for the labor market, initial jobless claims fell substantially in the September 4th week. Anytime something falls substantially or unexpectedly, you know that it's probably BS. Claims came in at 451,000 versus the 478,000 in the prior week. Now listen, revised from 472. So last week they showed, or they claimed 472, but it was actually 478. This week they're claiming 451 and the market's going to react. Next week they'll tell us what the real number is. All right. The 451 level is the lowest since July and the second lowest since May. So I doubt the accuracy of this number. That's the way it is. Labor Department told Market News International that nine states had to be estimated due to delays tied to the holiday shortened week. Now, you remember that we had that same sort of a flurry after the snows last time and then the floods, and they're always coming up with something, a holiday, you know. Well, all right. So they estimated nine states. Well, when those nine states come in, don't be surprised if this number changes. So we'll just go away from that. I don't think they've got a working number here this morning. They're just, like I said, blowing smoke. Anyway, Timmy Geithner, and Timmy is back in the news again. Little Timmy got his basket of currencies while he's, making love to the Chinese. He's trying to get the Chinese to let their market drive up the yuan, and that's not likely to happen. They're not going to be influenced, I don't imagine, by Timmy, little Timmy. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said China must let the yuan rise more quickly to show trading partners that it's following through on its promises. Timmy, you're the debtor, okay? You don't tell the creditor what to do. They'll do what they want to do when they want to do it, and probably not because of anything that he said. Here's a quote. Frankly, they haven't let the currency move very much so far, close quote. Geithner said in an interview on Bloomberg Television in Washington, they know they're just at the beginning of that process, and I think we'd like to see them move more quickly. Well, Timmy, I don't imagine that, you know, whether you want them to run down the road, you know, into the same kind of a sewer that you drug us or not is going to change them. Premier Wen Jiabo's government has limited the yuan's gain to less than 1% versus the dollar since a June pledge for greater flexibility. So they've given an inch, and they're not going to give us a mile. With November elections approaching, U.S. legislators have planned hearings on the topic and may push a bill to let U.S. companies seek tariffs. Key phrase there, key word, all right? That's why I'm bringing it to you this morning. I'll say it again. With the November elections approaching, U.S. legislators have planned hearings on the topic and may push a bill to let U.S. companies seek tariffs in compensation for an undervalued yuan that makes Chinese goods cheaper overseas. So let's see if that develops, all right? Tariffs, that's part of the solution. That would be incredible. Now, it'd be an amazement to me that they would actually pursue a real solution. China tomorrow may say it's trade surplus. I like the way they say that. China tomorrow may say it's trade surplus. They may not either. Topped $20 billion for a third month in August. Exports exceeded imports by $26.9 billion. And it continues along. The deficit number inevitably gives the U.S. Congress more ammunition to vent its frustrations at the China's currency stance. The renminbi issue is becoming increasingly political as the U.S. midterm elections approach. We expect heated rhetoric over this issue to escalate. So sometimes you hear about the yuan, sometimes you hear about the renminbi. I guess it could be something similar to talking about quarters and dollars. You know, it's just another part of their currency system. The yuan outlook, yuan, a denomination of China's currency. Okay, see, this is a denomination of China's currency. The renminbi, R-E-N-M-I-N-B-I, is their currency, and the yuan is but a denomination of that. And the yuan traded at 6.7870 per dollar as of 12:35 p.m. Hong Kong time, blah, 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 compared with the 6.83 peg. Continuing, the usurper's administration officials had a chance to communicate frustrations on the yuan this week. We talked about that. Larry Summers, Thomas Donilon, and Hu Jintao meeting. Geithner's assessment of China's currency stance comes as Japan considers whether to take action to weaken the yen. All right, so everybody's out there trying to juggle their fiat currency, and they got all the balls in the air, but it ain't working too good for them. Let's find out in Europe. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says a slowdown is more pronounced than anticipated. This off of Bloomberg, Simon Kennedy and Gregory Viscusi writing collaboratively. Recent data suggests the economy of the group of seven nations could grow at an annualized pace of about 1.5% in the second half, okay? Recent data suggests. So this 1.5 range somewhere in here is right on top of where China's at. I don't know what Timmy's championing for, but everybody is looking at that. Well, you know, 1.5% growth ain't much. You got a dollar in your pocket, and I give you 1.5 pennies. Are you excited? No. Oughtn't be either. Down further, recent high-frequency indicators point to a slowdown in the pace of recovery of the world economy that is somewhat more pronounced than previously expected. A more pronounced slowdown in the pace of the world economy. Does that sound like flat to you? Sounds like flat to me. If the slowdown is temporary, then policymakers should postpone the withdrawal of monetary support for a while. Or for, they say, for a few months. What do you mean, withdrawal of monetary support? This would be all your green shoots, all right? If growth is threatened for longer, then central banks may need to buy assets and commit to near zero interest rates. Of course, our target rate's been 0.25% since Christ was a corporal, well, almost. Anyway, the OECD projected growth in the G7 economies of 1% in the final 3 months of the year on an annualized quarter-on-quarter basis. That would be the slowest since the second quarter of last year and below the 1.4% projected for the current quarter. So things are not looking particularly sweet here, all right? And they're not going to let these bankster gangsters off the hook either, it looks like, but they're coming in with feather dusters instead of the hickory paddle. The SEC says Prince and Rubin knew of losses on assets at the suit's focus. This is the headline off of a Bloomberg article this morning, September the 8th, by Joshua Gallu and William McQuillan, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Charles O. Chuck Prince and Robert Rubin, or Robert Rubin back in the news this morning, first paragraph, first sentence. Robert Rubin were among Citigroup Inc. officials who knew 2007 losses were mounting on mortgage assets that U.S. regulators have faulted the bank for not disclosing, a court filing shows. Now, before we continue with this article, there's another one up on the web out of the U.K. where the U.K. is climbing on top of Goldman Sachs for the same stuff. Be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, back in the news box one more time. Back to this article in regards to this Chuck Prince here, Robert Rubin. You guys are getting grilled by the U.S. regulators for having not disclosed what they knew about the subprime mortgage-backed securities, the source of about $200 million in new losses as of October the 2007. The SEC Commission said yesterday in a filing at a federal court in Washington in July, the agency accused the bank and two other executives of failing to disclose $40 billion in subprime assets before the losses began to surge. It didn't, however, target Prince and Rubin, all right? Unfortunately, you know, Robert Rubin, he's like, you know, God on this planet these days, and Prince isn't far below it. U.S. District Court Judge Ellen Huvel asked the agency last month to explain what senior executives knew as she considers approving Citigroup's $75 million settlement with the regulator. All right, we're talking $40 billion in subprime assets. They're going to get slapped with a $75 billion fine. You know, you would give more than that to your waiter or your waitress when you went out for a meal, so it's not much of a slap that's going down here. Quote, how aware they were is always an open question in these kinds of cases, close quote, said Henning, a former SEC lawyer. Quote, the SEC should have provided investors a little more assurance that senior management would be held accountable in these cases. Well, again, that's a closed quote. It's, you know, could have been, would have been, should have been. All right. The SEC was falling down on the job. In a filing here, the SEC said two executives it targeted, former chief financial officer Gary Crittenden, nobody even knows who this guy is, 57, and the former investor relations chief Arthur Tildesley, quote, were more closely tied to misleading disclosures than anyone else. All right. So they're going down to the low level minions and they're going to knock them upside the head while this guy Robert Rubin walks free. Isn't that the way it goes? Anyway, that's that article. Here's another one. It has to do with U.S. municipal bonds. And as we've shown off the MANA.com website, and thanks to Hal Anthony for originally bringing this kind of stuff to my attention, most of these various and sundry agencies all around the world are all corporations traded on the Dun and Bradstreet, you know, given ratings. Well, the U.S. municipal bond market is nothing different. U.S. municipal bond rigging investigation yields a sixth guilty plea. This by Bloomberg, off Bloomberg by William Selway and Martin Braun. New news. A Florida man pleaded guilty to fraud in a bid rigging conspiracy targeting U.S. state and local governments. The sixth to admit participating in arrangement designed to profit at the taxpayer's expense. I wonder how much it would cost for about 8 feet of good Canadian hemp rope. Probably just a whole lot less than this court case. Adrian Scott Jones of Morriston, Florida, who was an agent for an unidentified company that handled auctions of investments bought by municipalities with proceeds of bond sales, pleaded guilty to conspiracy and wire fraud, the U.S. Justice Department said. The government said Scott Jones ran sham auctions, followed allowing favored bidders to win deals at below market rates. The charges are more recent to result from an antitrust investigation begun more than 3 years ago into the way public officials invest the money they raise in the $2.8 trillion municipal bond market. All right? You think these local governments are broke? You better talk to the CAFRA man. I think he's got another story to share with you. The probe has drawn in more than a dozen banks and financial services companies, including, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of AmeriCorp, UBS AG, according to court records and regulatory filings. The conspiracy was a, quote, scheme to deprive municipal issuers of money, close quote, by manipulating the rates they would receive on invested assets, the Justice Department said yesterday in a statement. Scott Jones agreed to cooperate in the investigation, which is continuing, the agency said. Attempts to reach him yesterday were unsuccessful, and it continues. Florida companies brought into it as well. Let's go over here, the bank bosses, one more time. Banks and bosses. Bank bosses benefit from U.S. Supreme Court's tougher lawsuit standards. All right, tougher lawsuit standards. Let's protect our bankers. Tom Weidlich writing for Bloomberg, two U.S. Supreme Court decisions make it tougher to pursue lawsuits, may have begun to bear fruit for corporations fighting investor claims or employee litigation, where once it was enough to give a defendant a fair notice of a claim and the grounds on which it rested. The High Court's 2007 holding in Bell Atlantic Corporation versus Twombly required an antitrust complaint to contain enough facts to show that a claim is, quote-unquote, plausible on its face. 2 years later, in Ashcroft versus Kickball, the court applied Twombly to all federal civil suits. The Supreme Court ruling means that someone who wants to sue in federal court, quote, should not subject a defendant to the costs and burdens of litigation when there is no plausible basis for their claims, close quote. Interesting. Lisa Rickard, president of U.S. Chamber of Commerce Legal Institute for Legal Reform, said in an email, the rule aided financial services companies after the February 2008 collapse of the $330 billion auction rate securities market. All right, this new rule aided them. Judges cited Twombly alongside the 1995 Private Securities, where's the security in that, Litigation Reform Act, which also asked hurdles to investor cases, and whatever that means, in dismissing suits against Citigroup, Inc. and Bank of America Corp. Merrill Lynch unit over the sale of securities, keys to the courthouse. It goes on and on and on and on. Well, there's more to know about that. But if you're looking for any kind of a remedy in these courts today, you're looking in the wrong place. Let's go into the energy market for a moment here. The EU draft on free CO2 emissions allocations to include about 50 benchmarks. All right, now we're back into the United Nations, the European Union, and so on and so forth. But as I've been saying for over a year, you know, one of these mornings we're going to have a carbon market report, and we're getting closer and closer. Iwa Kraku, whatever kind of a name she's got, writes for Bloomberg, the European Union regulator has identified about 50 so-called benchmarks for various industries, including steel and chemicals, in a draft regulation for the allocation of free carbon permits after 2013. So what are they doing? Well, they're basically making a chart. You know, they're checking it over twice, and they're finding their friends and they're finding their enemies. And then based on what kind of a business or an industry you happen to be in, you're going to pay more or pay less for your carbon credits. Hans Bergmann, an expert at European Commission's climate department, brother, Hans Bergmann, where was he at Copenhagen? Hans Bergmann, an expert at the European Commission's climate department, said the draft regulation is in internal consultation and will be presented to the EU 27 member states once it's approved by the Commission. So it's still pending. We'll find out more about that as we move forward. The Vestas Wind reports part of a blade broke off a V112 wind turbine prototype. You know, if you're going to stand around and tilt at windmills, don't stand underneath one of Vestas. The blade might fall on your head. A portion of the blade on the first prototype of the Vestas Wind System, ASV112 wind turbine, broke off late yesterday in Denmark. Michael Holm, a spokesman for the company, said, all right, a 6 to 7 meter, that's 20 to 23 foot, portion came off the blade at the turbine in Lem. They don't say how far it flew. They don't say if it went into the front windshield of somebody's Humvee. They don't say whether it broke a hole in a dike. They just say that a 23-foot chunk of this blade came flying off. That must have really been a sight. Western Denmark, anyway. We're looking into the root cause. We don't see this as a design error, they said. Vestas shares today declined 11.7 kroner, or 5.4%, as a result of this. The V12 has a capacity of 3 megawatts and is the latest turbine to be added to the Vestas sales range. The company on August the 12th said it had won an order for 140 of the turbines for the largest wind project in Australia. All right, and that wind project in Australia is also being bid on by GE, by the way. Well, that's a little bit more here. Let's go back to the carbon market one more time. U.S. carbon dioxide output declined 3.6% this year, 0.4% in 2011. So how are we going to do that? All right, it's going to climb 3.6% this year, but next year, miracle upon miracles, it'll only climb 0.4%. Well, maybe somebody's planning on turning off a switch. Simon Lomax, writing for Bloomberg, says this, U.S. carbon dioxide emissions from energy use will climb 3.6% this year, according to a forecast by the Energy Information Administration. Don't know whether they're tied into the smart grid or what, but they haven't been too happy with the information that's coming out of their smart meter systems. Even Austin, Texas, I guess, is having trouble with it, as well as cities in Colorado. Carbon dioxide produced from burning coal, oil, and natural gas will rise 0.4% in 2011 from 2010 levels. Well, we'll pick that up right there, right after this. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as ludicrous as it actually seems, and it appears on its face, you know, we're still talking carbon dioxide, folks, even though we got an open egg and it's moving forward. So we need to be paying attention to these articles, especially when they come up in something prominent like the Bloomberg. Carbon dioxide produced from burning coal, oil, and natural gas will rise 0.4% in 2011 from the 2010 levels. Okay, now they have a Ouija board or crystal balls or something, but they're figuring this out right down to the, you know, percentile point. And I think it's basically just about as accurate as the rest of their predictions. Carbon dioxide emissions are likely, there's the key word now, likely, unexpectedly, experts say, likely to increase this year due to, quote, forecasted economic growth combined with increased use of coal and natural gas, close quote, according to the EIA. All right? Carbon dioxide emissions are likely to increase this year due to forecasted economic growth combined with increased use of coal and natural gas. Carbon dioxide output from burning coal is likely to rise 6.8% this year. Boy, they're getting right down to the nubbins, aren't they? Got their pencils out. They're real sharp. Mostly because of higher demand from power plants. All right? They're pointing their fingers at the power plants while the blades are falling off the wind turbines. All right? The EIA said carbon dioxide from natural gas consumption, natural gas is mighty clean burning fuel, carbon dioxide from natural gas consumption should climb 4.3% this year on higher demand from power plants and factories. Well, if there we have higher demand for natural gas consumption from power plants and factories, I'd say we're moving cleaner and greener by the day. Emissions in 2011 will probably, unexpectedly, experts say, will probably climb because of higher energy demand from factories and greater demand for gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel in the transportation sector. We've been reporting on this glut of crude oil overflowing every container, you know, in America and around the world. Miles and miles and miles of vessels out in the sea just parked, loaded full of petroleum products. We've got a slowdown of unprecedented proportion globally, as fewer and fewer people have any place to go Monday through Friday. But they continue to project greater demand for gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Well, we know that if Nancy Pelosi would quit going back and forth every weekend on a jet, we could save all of that. But anyway, the EIA said, experts say, emissions in 2011 will probably climb, the EIA said. Last month, the EIA predicted prophecy, you know, maybe they have, I don't know, maybe they've got the red phone connected to the green pope. I don't know. Anyway, they predicted a 3.4% increase in carbon dioxide emissions this year and a 0.8% rise in 2011. I wonder how their prediction has worked out for them so far. The 2011 forecast increase was cut in half. Partly because summer temperatures next year are predicted to be milder than they were in 2010. What happened to that global warming thing? Okay. Reducing demand for electricity from power plants, the EIA said. Well, they make all kinds of predictions. They make all kinds of prognostications. But the green energy movement is moving very slowly. Here's another one. Let's even pick this guy up. He's trying to do something here. Here we go. Now it's trying. Every now and then it just kind of wants to play games with me. The browser's not moving, locking up on me. Let's go. Come on. Here we go. Let's try it again. There we go. U.S. carbon dioxide. Now we're back into this other article. This is where I wanted to be. Energy. More energy. Got to scroll up. This was a long article. I'd read about halfway through it. Bear with me here as we do these fancy multitasking things on air. Here we go. Energy bonds outperform, as BP shrugs off junk debt stigma. All right? The junk debt stigma of BP is wearing off, as they can't find 85% of the oil that's still below the sea in the Gulf of Mexico. Brian Keough, writing for Bloomberg, energy company bonds are beating the broader market this quarter, as BP PLC shrugs off its junk debt stigma on speculation its losses from the Gulf oil spill are contained. All right? Their losses from the spill are contained. Interesting. They still haven't contained all the spilled oil, but the BP's losses have been contained. I would imagine that Ken Salazar and the Mineral Management Service have been doing overtime work. Energy bonds have returned 4.63% since July, the most of any industry in the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Global Broad Market Corporation Index. So even though we went through this diversionary tactic in the Gulf, as horrible as it is and as horrible as it remains, it's going to be very, very good in the long term for BP. BP's bonds pay an average of 2.55 percentage points more than benchmark government debt, close to the relative yield on a typical note with the second lowest investment grade rating. Fitch Ratings lifted BP's credit rating by three steps yesterday before the London-based oil company published its internal investigation of the April 20 rig explosion, in which it said contractors, Transocean Limited, and Halliburton Company should also share the blame. So we got some finger pointing going on. The spill, back to the spill again, spill. We've had Geyser, we've had Gusher, we've had all. Now it's the spill roiled other energy companies' bonds in the 2 months that followed, causing them to slump more than the broader market. Why do they keep coming back to the spill? Back to the spill. Well, I've shared it with you right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 17. Because the Transocean is a vessel operating at sea, even though it has all this piping connected to it and is in the process of doing its work, it could be considered as a spill and come under a different category in law. The energy space is back in favor and strongly outperforming other industries, said Justin D. Ercole, the head of American investment-grade syndicates at Barclays Capital. Improved sentiment about the industry and plunging corporate borrowing costs encouraged energy companies to sell bonds. At least five borrowers were marketing issues yesterday, including Total SA, Europe's third biggest oil company, and Hamilton and Bermuda-based and Neighbors Industries, the world's largest onshore oil and natural gas driller, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. And it continues. Lengthy, lengthy article. Just scratching the top of this one. Well, there's probably something that you aren't aware of. Certainly I wasn't made aware of it until Chris shot it off to me in the email basket this morning. This is right off the website, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Now, we don't have any capture bags for all the gas in Washington, D.C. That would be a good region to capture some of this greenhouse gas, but they're not doing that. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, it's an initiative of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states of the U.S. The Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states of the U.S. So this would be two of the regions that were established under Barry the Usurper's executive order creating the National Ocean Council. The Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states would be but two of those nine regions. But continuing, it says, welcome, this is on their web page, welcome, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, the RGGI, is the first mandatory, market-based effort in the United States to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, many of you probably thought that cap and trade was on hold, but it seems that cap and trade is coming in the back door through the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The 10 or Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic states have capped, cap and trade, have capped and will reduce CO2 emissions from the power sector 10% by 2018. That's pretty bold statement, don't you think, off this website? How do they know they'll be able to do that? What do they have on the inside track that we haven't heard? States sell nearly all emission allowances through auctions. Now, does your state have emission allowances? Are you aware of that? I'm not. And they invest the proceeds in consumer benefits, energy efficiency, renewable energy, and other clean energy technologies, which we're going to be talking about a little bit in the second hour, all right? But I didn't know that states sell nearly all emission allowances through auctions and invest the proceeds in consumer benefits. But you know, of course, the states are corporations, and their CEOs don't have to give you access to the memo. Well, I must have missed that memo. We'll be back for hour number two right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Always a lot of news, hard facts, and solutions from time to time. You can call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065 if something moves you. You want to comment on any of the news we're talking about or bring up another topic, probably be all right. Now, definitely looking at a website here, continuing the news discussion that we began in the first hour, this website is www.rggi.org, rggi.org. It says the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. An opportunity here exists to contact your state representatives and state senators and find out whether or not your state is involved in these auctions. The auction ninth result will be posted here, they say, at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, September the 10th. That would be tomorrow morning. I'm going to have to come back and check this and see how those auctions went. But very interesting. This website, they claim, provides a portal for official user platforms, state applications, and materials for participants in RGGI, as well as current information about the status of RGGI auctions and state rules. Okay? So they're auctioning off greenhouse gas emissions credits or something here. They sell nearly all emission allowances. So they're really not stopping any kind of pollution, apparently. They're just profiting off the pollution, apparently. They're selling allowances. This is kind of like going to the Green Pope and craving on your knees and kissing his ring and his toes, craving, you know, an indulgence so that you can marry your daughter of 4 years of age or whatever they do with the Green Pope. This is another article. This is a blog. I generally don't do blogs, but he addresses this. The Usurper's Administration secretly implements cap-and-trade rules. Now, this is new, September the 7th. I don't know this blogger. I don't know whether this information is spot on or not. It was sent to me by a credible source, so I would hope that it would be accurate. But this is written by John Wallace. He says, forget that global warming isn't even real. Well, he's on my side there. And that the purveyors of this junk science, well, he seems to have been listening, were involved in a United Nations-inspired scheme to defraud the industrialized world out of trillions of dollars via green taxes and fees. Sounds like a pretty credible fellow already. The Obama administration has decided that you're going to pay anyway. All right? You're going to pay anyway. Forget about organizing to fight a proposed cap-and-trade bill that will continue to destroy America's manufacturing base. Forget that global warming was such a fraud that its green movement proponents had to change the name to climate change. Forget about the fact that the green movement can be better described as the watermelon movement, because although the green movement appears to be green on the outside, it remains red, commie pinko red on the inside. Forget about the truth. It doesn't matter anymore because the usurper's administration has secretly implemented draconian cap-and-trade rules anyway, totally disregarding the will of the American people and without giving them a chance to vote no on the issue. The federal government has transferred a staggering $65 billion from the private sector via new taxes to fund the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. That's the RGGI, rggi.org, the website. RGGI is government-created entity, all right? Government-created entity. So is the Department of Homeland Security. So is the Department of Justice. So is the Department of Defense. And by the way, so is the Office of the President. They're all companies. They're all companies. I think we ought to just do business with a different company. I don't like this one anymore. Be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just when you thought it was safe to play outside, the greeny weenies are coming on us and at us once again. Right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, this is Become Vocal Local. This is an article off of a blog post written by a gentleman, let's see, his name is John Wallace, all right? It's ppjg.wordpress.com. Rather interesting little article here. But anyway, he goes, RGGI, again, this is this regional greenhouse, what is it? You can jump back up and get it again if he's got it for me handy. Yeah, here, Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, RGGI. All right, this is real, folks. This isn't just make-believe here. RGGI is the nation's first mandatory greenhouse cap-and-trade regulating entity. I don't know if that's the fact or not. It's a bold statement. I know that Al Gore has been on this and at this for a long time, but apparently this is a regulating entity now. All right? This waste of tax dollars is responsible for, quote, making an impact on climate change, close quote, in 10 Northeast states. And we confirmed that by going to the website, and that part is definitely true. The American taxpayers in the New England area are now funding this secret, not a secret any longer, it's out over the airwaves today, RGGI has been exposed. The American taxpayers in the New England area are now funding this secret climate initiative against their will. Soon, the RGGI will be expanded to every state in the Union, and the American people will be required to pay the bill with astronomically higher energy prices. Now, as I mentioned to you, it must have been a month or more ago, our local rural electric cooperative held their annual meeting, and during the presentation, the head of the shed, so to speak, has been talking about how the energy prices will go up this coming year, all right? So at least this part of the article is verifiable on that basis. Forget that global warming isn't even real and that the purveyors of this junk science were involved in a United Nations-inspired scheme, or we say scheme here, emphasizing the CHS or CSCH there, scheme, to defraud the industrialized world out of trillions of dollars via green taxes and fees, all right? And before you jump on the green bandwagon, do a little homework. The Obama administration has decided that you're going to pay anyway. After all, green taxes and fees are really about power, control, and the redistribution of your wealth to the federal government, not about protecting the environment. Boy, this guy sounds like he's been listening to Become Vocal Local. We've been saying this for years and years again. Each state is capped on their carbon emissions and taxed if they use them up. RGGI has already added a 0.9% increase in energy prices in New England, going up 1%. It is another perfect socialist plan to get your money. That's right. Always follow the money. The only impact the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative has made so far is they have raised energy prices and created a slush fund for each member state. Exactly what this money is supposed to be used for is still unclear, but I'm sure that the crooked politicians in each state will find a way to squander the money. Now remember, let us not point fingers at the politicians. All right? Remember, let us not point fingers at the politicians. These are agencies. If you'll go up in your state's website and look at the redistribution of the Big Apple pie, you'll find that the politicians, your legislators, and your senators, and your court system are schlepping along on dregs. 90% of your state's budget is absorbed by the executive agencies and all of the companies that are organized under that head. So, yeah, they'll definitely bring forward law. Why? Because that's their product. That's what lawmakers do. That's their corporation. Nancy Pelosi and the United States House of Representatives. That's her company. Registered on Dun & Bradstreet, okay? That's her company's product, is more laws. Why shouldn't they produce laws? That's what we pay them to do. And they'll provide thousands and thousands of pages of laws just to prove their productivity, all right? And then to improve their productivity, they'll dream up some more laws that they'll never get out of committee, but they've got more laws. They're lawmakers, after all. So the corrupt sense of entitlement, here's our entitlements again, the corrupt sense of entitlement by our federal government and the secret entities they create is mind-boggling. You see, so you have to go in and jump up on the Manta.com website and find out who are all the secret entities that you didn't ever think existed in your county, in your town. They're all incorporated. They're all businesses. All right. You thought it was government. It's not government. RGGI Chief Jonathan Schrag, C-H-R-A-G, and his wife, Kristen, purchased a $2.2 million loft in Manhattan. Schrag's posh condo is 2,000 square feet and has three bedrooms and two baths in June of this year. I don't know whether it only had three bedrooms and two baths in June or whether it got the second bath in, you know, April, but it's kind of a funny way of writing it. Anyway, with a very nice view of Manhattan skyline, Schrag's luxurious residence is only a five-block walk to the RGG headquarters, and the author writes, I guess he didn't want to risk creating a carbon footprint by driving to work. And then continues, Schrag is paid to keep secrets. He has refused to disclose how much money he makes and the salaries of his employees. Schrag told New Jersey Watchdog, that's W, you know, capital W, capital D, apparently this is the New Jersey Watchdog, to get lost when they asked him to disclose RGGI's records. Now, why do they do that? Well, because you can't use a FOIA request on a private company. They only have to grant that if, you know, condescendingly. They're not required. It's a public, it's a, you know, it's a company. It's not government. In the most recent public disclosure request from the IRS, Schrag declined to reveal how much everyone is paid in the organization. Most companies have to reveal to the IRS the salaries of their employees. RGGI is given special treatment because our government is backing their scheme to defraud us. That's called waging war on the states, isn't it? I think that's classified under the heading of treason. I think we need some more Canadian rope and another palace of justice. Maybe this one we could erect at ground zero and start swinging the petards in the morning sun. The corrupt politicians in Washington are completely responsible for this gigantic waste of tax dollars. Now we need to find out which corrupt politicians in Washington are aiding and abetting and participating and complicit with this. So I wouldn't paint with a big brush there. Every day Americans work hard to earn money and provide for their families while Washington bureaucrats get paid to accomplish nothing. The crooks behind RGGI must be exposed and held accountable. Well, 100 points here, young man. Excellent article. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Certainly, if you want to find out more about customary international law, or for those of you that are interested in the writings of, I believe it's Norman Finkelstein, it's all out there and available. He wrote an excellent book years ago. I think Robert Schroeder played a clip last night of Mr. Finkelstein being interviewed by a Dutch interviewer, but very interesting and compelling author. He's definitely a Jewish man. He claims that his parents were in the Holocaust and all that. But he strongly condemns the Holocaust industry, as he calls it, and it's the title of one of his books. But he brought up the topic of customary international law, looking at the Israelis as being culpable in that. And if you do a Google search for customary international law terrorism, you'll have a tremendous amount of material that you can then go in and look at. But looking just off of an Oxford scholarship online, Defining Terrorism in the International Law, there's a full book that you can go in and read, download it and read it, but it talks about reasons for defining and criminalizing terrorism, defending terrorism, justifications and excuses for terrorist violence, terrorism in international and regional treaty law, terrorism in customary international law, terrorism in international humanitarian law, conclusions, bibliographies, and indexes, all that ought to pop up on your customary international law terrorism search on Google. But, of course, as Hal Anthony has said numerous times, the terrorism is simply government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. And so who are the terrorists in the world that we live in today? Question to ask you. This is a rather interesting series of articles. Got a little bit of a heads up on this yesterday. News by sent to me from Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. Also, you can link to Michael Shaw's Freedom Advocates off my homepage, becomevocallocal.com. But anyway, this is a new article coming on us in Addison. It's coming to a state near you, perhaps, and certainly here in Missouri. EPA picks state capitals to create models of green design. All right, this is real. This is happening. 9/8/2010, yesterday's news. Dave Ryan is going to be the man that you'd contact and that lists his telephone number and so on. This out of Washington, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, that would be your EPA, today committed to help the capital cities of five states pursue high-quality green development that includes cleaning up and recycling vacant lands, those are known as brownfields, providing greater housing and transportation choices, and reducing infrastructure and energy costs. Sounds very beneficent, doesn't it? Benevolence, real charitable. Unfortunately, they're not providing any money to accomplish this. So this is more puff and smoke. But it's coming to a town near me in Jefferson City, Missouri, through its new Greening America's Capitals program. Greening America's Capitals program. The EPA will fund private sector experts, You love that? Experts say these are your green weenies. These are your change agents. The EPA will fund private sector experts. Wouldn't you like to be on that gravy train? To provide sustainable design assistance. Sustainable design assistance. Now we go back to Ian McCarg, Design with Nature, the urban, you know, schools of urban planning, the schools of architecture, etc. All right. We'll fund private sector experts to provide sustainable design assistance to Boston, Jefferson City, Missouri, Hartford, Connecticut, Charleston, West Virginia, and Little Rock, Arkansas. So I get it coming and going. I get it in my state, and Arkansas lies directly south of here. America's cities can be the engines of green innovation. America's cities can be the engines of green innovation. Do you understand why it's so very important to become vocal local, to block the globalist agenda as globalism transitions from global to local into a town near you? This is why you don't want to be behind the curve. You need to get ahead of the curve. This is why we establish our local voting precinct groups and our local property rights congresses, etc., so that when you find pieces of legislation are coming out like this, you can immediately take action. You don't have to build a group and then go out and try and do battle. You know, a well-organized property rights organization can actually be, you know, a multi-purpose group. Your local voting precinct group is an activist group just waiting for an action to take, okay? Doesn't matter what the action is. As long as you all know who each other are and you've done your homework and you're up to speed on the issues, you're ready to go on a variety of things. And this one is coming on us and at us here in Missouri. Again, America's cities can be the engines of green innovation, leading the way in new technologies, energy efficiency, and sustainable development. You know, so we go back and understand what sustainable development really is, you know, from the very beginning. Go back to the Brundtland Report. It's development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Of course, the greater we go into debt, the greater we go into debt, the more difficult it will be for the future generations to take care of their own needs because we've got them on their knees, okay? So EPA and our colleagues in the Partnership for Sustainable Communities. So now we've got another search that you can do here, Partnership for Sustainable Communities. Of course, Michael Shaw had him on the air right after we started discussing the National Ocean Council, and we talked about the ICLEI, something you need to be aware of. But again, the Partnership for Sustainable Communities. And we have new legislation coming out along that line as well, are working with capital cities throughout the country to spark the sustainable green innovations that can meet the needs of multiple communities and keep our cities on the cutting edge of the global green economy. Of course, they're not providing the money for this. Where's the money going to come from? Tax revenues. It's going to come out of your pocket. That's what they talk about when that's what they mean when they talk about the greenback. It's green, all right, and it's on your back. Greening America's capitals is a new project of the Partnership for Sustainable Communities, an agreement between the Environmental Protection Agency, now that's a private company, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's a private company, and the U.S. Department of Transportation, the DOT, that is a huge corporation, by the way, to coordinate federal housing, of course, that would be their housing, that's their money, that's their projects, that's their product, actually, transportation, that's their products, you know, environmental investments, that's the banking arm of all of this, protect public health, of course your public health is another company, and the environment, that's kind of like a tagline there, and the environment, that's like and saying, and would you like that in paper or plastic? Promote equitable development, equitable in the absence of law, as Al Anthony has taught us, all right? Promote equitable development, that's equity, that's going to the Pope, buying an indulgence, equitable development. And help address the challenge of climate change. Yeah, the challenge of climate change, even though next year it's going to be cooler than it was this year and they anticipate less CO2 discharged into the air. HUD, that HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and DOT were involved in the city review and selection process and will be providing technical expertise on relevant portions of each project. All right? They'll be providing technical expertise on the relevant portions of each product. That's what they do. Their product is words. Their product is consensus meetings. their product is dialogue to consensus, obtaining public buy-in. That's what they're good at. That's their product. The five state capitals were selected from a total of 38 cities that responded to a solicitation of interest by EPA. This is why you need to work so very closely and monitor and follow what's going on in your not only in your state capitals, but in the in your cities as well, because they're making application for various and sundry grants and aid. And if you're not aware of it, you might have to wind up paying for it and taking it in the shorts. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Lots more to come on this topic.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, looking at the last little bit of this article off the EPA's own website, Greening America's Capitals, they say, is not a grant program. It's not a grant program. They're going to give money. There's money involved in it, but it's not a grant program. But what it does is it provides direct technical assistance to communities by working with private sector experts and leveraging partnerships. Leveraging partnership, public-private partnership, such as with HUD and DOT, to help communities consider development options. All right? So it's a lot of puff and smoke. It'll generate a bunch of pictures and circles and arrows and all kinds of funny graphics, and the guys that went to, urban planning school and the architects will all, cluster around. They'll have a, finger food and wine, tete-a-tete, maybe a slide presentation, a PowerPoint thing. It's an indoctrination thing. It's a dialogue to consensus. Everybody asks, isn't this really what you want? And they'll say, oh, yes, this is just what we want. And then it'll start to cost you. You'll start to bleed. All right? It's the way it works, time and time again. This is another one, news release, Jefferson City, Missouri, selected for green design assistance, a little bit of the same, confirming what we got in the other one, again off the EPA. EPA selected Jefferson City, Missouri, for green design assistance that includes cleaning up and recycling vacant lands. Cleaning up and recycling vacant lands. Now, how do those lands become vacant, and who owns those lands? How do they get all messed up? In the first place, providing greater housing and transportation choices, reducing energy costs, and improving waterways. Boy, this is broad, sweeping stuff. But this is the sort of stuff that urban planners just dream of. They die for this. This is what they learned in school. Of course, they never were able to find a customer that could actually do any of this. Never any of it ever got built, but it makes for beautiful graphics, okay? This project will address environmental concerns, green building techniques, and help revitalize neighborhoods, spurring economic and social benefits in Missouri's capital city, said Carl Brooks, the regional administrator. Quote, plans include a downtown connection of the Katy Trailhead Park to the Missouri River Bridge, a connection, right, a footpath. Big deal, right? I mean, you could get the local Lions Club could whoop that one up for you without any expense to the city. In addition, the project will reconnect the city with its 100 historic buildings through trails, walkways, and bike paths that connect to the city's pedestrian and bike trails. Sound like money bleeding out your orifice yet? Sounds like it to me. Through its new Greening America Capitals program, Greening America's Capital Program, EPA will fund private sector experts. This is not a grant. No, this is not a grant. It's free money, but it's not a grant. EPA will fund private sector experts. Who picks the experts? How do you get on that list? To provide sustainable design assistance to Jefferson City, which then they'll have to sell to the people. They'll do that through consensus meetings. They'll do that on the television set. They'll do that in the newspapers. They'll set up some kind of a club or a group or an organization. They got all the bugs and bunny boosters out there, and the people will just cry for it. We need this. We need this. This is a new project of the Partnership for Sustainable Communities, an unprecedented agreement. Unprecedented. There was no precedent for it, but they did it anyway. An unprecedented agreement between the EPA, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the U.S. Department of Transportation to coordinate federal housing, transportation, and environmental investments. You see, it's always money, right? We correctly understand what sustainable development is. It's sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. And so the EPA is going to sustain an environmental and developmental concern, a design company. They're going to hire a design company, experts say, that will then go ahead and begin the process of dialoguing Jefferson City, Missouri, into a consensus to build all this claptrap. And, of course, this will be an economic boost to the area, and it will help to green our state's capital. All right? That's what that is all about. Well, what is this greening America's capital? Go up to the U.S. Environmental Protection EPA's website, you'll find this, Greening America's Capital, www.epa.gov, www.epa.gov, and you can find out more about this. The background on this, Greening America's Capitals is a project of the Partnership for Sustainable Communities, that's a hot link, between EPA, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the U.S. Department of Transportation, so on and so forth, to help state capitals develop an implementable vision. That's your visioning statements, Vision 2020, vision of distinctive, environmentally friendly neighborhoods that incorporate innovative green building and green infrastructure strategies. And they have a picture here, and it shows a downtown street clogged with trees, bicycles on the sidewalk. That ought to be fun to walk on, I'll tell you what. All right. Planters out in the middle of the streets so that you could dodge them careening into everybody, you know. And this is supposed to be a well-designed, tree-lined street in Boise, Idaho. All right? What happens to all those street trees? They look so nice in their second and their third year. They look so nice on their 30th year. But by the time they get to be 40 years old, those root systems are in there underneath the sidewalks and underneath the roads, and they're lifting up the roads and they're ruining the concrete sidewalks, and then they have to be removed at great expense to the people. That's why we quit putting trees along the streets. Those tree-lined boulevards, that was great. That was great when we had an elevated boardwalk. That was great when it was a dirt road and the horses and the carts and the carriages went along. That was nice because you could tie your horse to a tree, right? Well, now you get one of these trees in the arse, you run into it. I'll tell you what, it'll increase the cost of your automobile insurance as well, but they don't want to mention that. How about the cleanup? How about the leaves? You know, how about trimming? Oh, now we have to have an arborist because we planted 10,000 trees. One arborist won't do. We'll have to set up a whole department of arborists, and the arborists will go around, you know, trimming the trees and cleaning up. What about after a windstorm, all the snapped and broken trees? You know, Missouri has ice storms almost every year. All those branches broken, then those trees will be ugly. And the people will complain. All the hanky-wringers will go, oh, they look sickly. And they'll have to dig them out and replant them again. See, this is renewable energy. EPA is providing this design assistance to help support sustainable communities that protect the environment, economy. How do they protect the economy? And public health, and to inspire state leaders to expand this work elsewhere. All right? So these are like seed projects. And then people come to the state capitol and everybody goes out and they stand around and look at the palm trees. They're called palm trees because you can wrap your palm around them. They're little spindly saplings that they come in and plant in. And only at that size are they even, you know, anywhere near appropriate in a streetscape. But they don't talk about that sort of stuff. All right. The competition for this design assistance was open to all 50 state cities plus the District of Columbia. But wahoo! Jefferson City, Missouri, and Little Rock, Arkansas won the contest, right? Community selected in 2010, EPA selected five state capitals to receive high-quality green development that includes cleaning up and recycling vacant lands, accessing and improving waterways, providing greater housing and transportation choices, reducing infrastructure and energy costs. Boston, Massachusetts. Here's their little story here. Boston, Massachusetts Hall lies in the heart of downtown at the foot of Beacon Hill, next to the historic Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market, and close to Massachusetts State House, and so on and so forth. They talk about the things that they did. The city of Boston asked for assistance through EPA's Greening America's Capital to create realistic greening options for the City Hall Plaza that can be realized in the near term. Goals of the redesign will be to create well-defined edges and entrances. Well-defined edges. Would that be like the curb or something? Paint it yellow. Get off my back. Get out of my pocket. And entrances. What are we going to do? Dress up other people's property for them? Just coming out of your pocket to help to make prettier awnings and stuff like that over somebody else's private property? They want an awning on their own property? Let them put it up. They want to repaint their house? Let them do it. Why does it have to be done with tax dollars? Provide more bike access and parking. That's what we need. More bicycles on the sidewalks. Connect the plaza to existing streets. Increase the green elements such as trees and vegetation for better stormwater management. Give us a break. Give us a break. Better stormwater management. Concrete, baby. Concrete. Right into a ditch. Right into a big pipe. Keep it underground. Stormwater management. Come on. Give us a break. And support energy efficiency and green building improvements in City Hall and nearby buildings. So it's all in the City Hall. They're dressing up one plaza. A plaza. Not the United States of America. Right? Doesn't really change the economic system whatsoever. These are like perks and bennies. These are like little seed things. Jefferson City, Missouri goes on, talks about each of the various ones. Jump over here to publications. Whole bunch of publications that you can get off the website, www.epa.gov. Click on publications. This page opens for you. And there's all kinds of stuff here. Smart growth essentials, business and economic development tools, water, transportation, and air quality, climate change and energy, brown fields and infill, schools, colleges, and universities, technical assistance reports, and smart growth in your community. Smart growth in your community. And then it continues. It says, for a quick list of our most popular publications, see free smart growth publications from the EPA and Smart Growth Network partners. Order those publications, folks. Get them yourself and read with the black and white in your eyes. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, just a few more of these smart growth essentials. Folks, you really need to have some of these manuals in your possession. Certainly sit down and read some of these so that you can understand what we're talking about. I know a lot of people understand the words sustainable development. Those of you that have listened to this broadcast for the last year and a half or however long we've been here, you know, you've got a better understanding of it than most, even some of those that are known and renowned speakers and the go-to guys, you know, for sustainable development and all things green. But you're getting more here than you're going to get most places. But where do I get most of my material? Right out of their books. All right? You got to get down to the brass tacks here. We learned from Deborah Bouchard in this legal research and writing for paralegals, you know, that you need primary authorities. You need to have the real meal deal when you're out and about. If you're going to, you know, go up and tilt at windmills, they go to Spain. They could use a windmill tilter today. But if you're down in your county courthouse or if you're in your state house and you're trying to block some of this stuff, you need the real materials. And the only way to really get the real materials is go right to the source and order them. And sometimes they just give this stuff away. It's amazing how many of the products that you can get directly from the EPA in a franked envelope, you know, at no cost to you. It's going to cost you from taxes, but you can get the information here. For a quick list of our most popular publications, there's a link, free smart growth publications from the EPA and Smart Growth Network partners. They are excellent books to get. They'll teach you a whole bunch in a hurry. And this is the same sort of stuff. You go into your county commissioner's office and sit there, mano a mano, face to face, look at the shelves behind them, you'll find these manuals on their shelves. This is where they're getting a lot of their ideas. Other books that you can get, Putting Smart Growth to Work in Rural Communities. Don't you love that? God forbid it, you know, to be so. This is Smart Growth. Here's another book, all right? National Award for Smart Growth Achievement, 2009 award winners, 2008 winners, 2007, 2006, 2005. You can just run right back through the award winners for Smart Growth Achievements, all right? Turning Bases into Great Places, Bases into Great Places, New Life for Closed Military Facilities, all right? Turning Bases into Great Places to Inter the People. That would be another way you could title that book, okay? Smart Growth Shareware, CD-ROM. Creating Great Neighborhoods, Density in Your Community. Density in Your Community. Stack 'em and pack 'em housing, all right? Getting to Smart Growth 2. This is one that I've had for years in my library. Getting to Smart Growth 1 and Getting to Smart Growth 2 are very useful documents because you can just basically see when something is being built in your community at tax expense. When these urban planners come in and they dress up your downtown or your square, they're bringing in this same stuff. You know, it's like retreads. It doesn't really add anything. It doesn't increase the number of people who are on the streets. But on a drive-by or a Google view, you know, Google Street View, it looks better. All right? And it works better for the cities and for the counties when they have, you know, the Chinese executives delegation come and they're looking at setting up an economic zone in your town. If they have a little smart growth cluster around the county courthouse, it is bonus points for them. And it also helps because if they do it right in close around the county courthouse, then they can also impose that upon you if you happen to be developing your property. In other words, they say, look, this is smart growth. We'd like to have you incorporate some of these smart growth and green technology ideas on your project. We did it. You do it. And then it's by the force of gun, you know, at the point of a gun. Continues, selected smart growth publications, affordable housing and smart growth, making the connection, our built and natural environment. Again, we go back to Ian McCarg, the Bible of the urban planners, design with nature. So much of it started here. But, of course, it's much older than that, too. We go right back to our seminar, our symposium, 1955, man's role in changing the face of the earth. A lot of the science that was developed at that time, a lot of the opinion pieces and the treatises developed for that symposium became what has become the Agenda 21 Green Movement. Right? There's nothing new about any of this stuff. If I can tie in with the Club of Rome. What is smart growth? A smart growth fact sheet. That would be a good one to have. That would be good to have at your fingertips. Why smart growth? A primer. Best development practices. You've heard it 1,000 times. Best practices. Lessons learned. Best practices. Lesson learned. Nobody ever goes to prison, but we're all learning something, right? Best practices. Lessons learned. Well, there's a lot to that. Certainly, went up on the internet and looked into various and sundry different websites, came up with this little ditty as regards to our text. Again, legal research and writing for the paralegals, Deborah Bouchot, still doing my homework on this. But I found that there is a fifth edition. Remember, I went to the flea market and got this book for $1 used. Inside the cover in pencil is written the price, $25.50. I would imagine at the university bookstore where it was acquired, somebody paid or gave $25.50 for this textbook, and this was published in 1994. Now, here's the very same book, all right? This is the fifth edition. Aspen Publishers now. It's 783 pages, so it's been expanded. But now it's $97.95. $97.95. It became a nationally recognized teaching source for the paralegal. Many probably use this as their textbook, and it's jumped from 1994 at $25.50, which was probably an outlandishly high price for this 650-page paperback. Now it's expanded to 783 pages, and they want $97.95 for this book, all right? But what has changed in this book is there is an interesting change here. The fifth edition of this handbook on legal research and paralegal writing requirements has been updated to provide new information on electronic sources, all right? And this is important, because in 95 when she wrote this, really the only electronic sources that she was pointing at was Lexis and LexisNexis. And then she did mention that Westlaw and the other group had some little bit coming out on the Internet at that time. And mostly, she didn't mention Internet anywhere. It was all on CD-ROMs. And in 1994, you had to buy not only when you enrolled in a Lexis service, they gave you the computer and everything, all right? They gave you a computer with a special keyboard and everything to get into this information. And you were charged by the second for use. They had a little counter there, and it charged you. So as soon as you log on, it began charging you for access to the information. All right. So anyway, this new version, the fifth edition, at $97.95, still a paperback, the fifth edition provides new information on electronic sources and new legal services such as Lexis and Westlaw. Bouchot has written this guide specifically for the paralegals and covers most of the basics, including using the ALWD and the Blue Book for legal research. Of course, we had all of that in this book. The relationship between research and writing strategies and straightforward explanations of complicated legal processes and samples of proper legal writing are presented in every chapter. So she's expanded this book a little bit, but the one that I've got, the 94 edition, which I got from the flea market for a buck, covers most of these things. And in the future broadcasts, we'll go into it a little deeper and a little deeper. I would like to get her on. There are lots of other people that I found on the Internet that also are involved in teaching this course or courses like this that you can find out about just simply by going up and taking a look at it on the Internet. I'm trying to find that one and see if I came up with it. Yeah, see, here we go. George Washington, the College of Professionals, the George Washington Online Paralegal Master's Degree. George Washington University is proud to offer its prestigious master's degree in paralegal studies in a convenient, rigorous, fully online format. George Washington University Online Paralegal Master's Degree program will provide you with the opportunity to earn the most prestigious paralegal credential available to you. All right, Brian in Arizona won't be able to get to you. Sorry, call in earlier, Brian. Always good points from Brian, but in the last couple of minutes, it doesn't work. Okay, so anyway, so what is all this about? Well, what I'm trying to share with you is that this is really fundamental to understanding the modern legal practice. The paralegal does, apparently, most of the heavy lifting. And, of course, Elena Kagan comes from these roots. Well, that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I've enjoyed being here. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.